Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, cutting my music in turn, you got me late anyway. This is The Outsiders, the new and improved Hills the Best. Just a year older. Prez, what's going on, my brother?
Yo, what's going on, Hills? It's a beautiful day, baby. I don't know if you're a YouTube fan, but it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. The pollen is out. The spring baby here, but the pollen I am not feeling at all, but I cannot complain. Another day on this side of glory. Welcome to UE, The Outsiders presents The Outsiders. I don't know why they told me to say that today. Just told me to. I do my job. Week 4 edition. We only got one game currently on tap. I should be kicking off in less than 30 minutes away against the Texans. And a lot of people are feeling that I am vulnerable to an upset from my long and exhausting weekend. But we will line it up in Houston and Reliance Stadium. And we'll do our very best to come away with another victory over the Houston Texans. Prez, a lot of things been happening in the league. Anything you want to say before we get going into this?
Before I get started, did you post the link in the chat so you know, folks can get us live. Maybe they want to get some call-ins, folks.
I did not, but we can get on that quickly.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I'm gonna say it again. Like I said on the last show, I am not a bully. I don't come in this chat to try to pick on people. I don't look to pick fights. That's not what I'm about. I'm not into that. But what I am into is when a man calls out another man. See, once when you cross the video game, now it's about me being a man now. You see, it's not about the video. See, at first it was all fun. It all became fun until he got in his feelings, and now you want to throw shots. But understand, so now that you want to be a man and it's no longer fun, I'm not letting up. I will let up when he is no longer in this division, and that looks like Madden 17.
It's going to be a relentless assault until
all day,
Madden 17.
Every day, whenever I have time, when I feel the need, like this weekend, why did Mr. President go where he went today? This past weekend, Mr. Victim, okay, decided that he was going to post in the chat to Sifu Maestro, oh, what deal you and Mr. Prez doing? I like to be in this business because I know it makes him mad. It don't make me mad. That's why I didn't respond. I enjoy that. Thank you for giving me a reason to bring you up on my day. And once when I see I got you, I'm going for the knockout. So all I know at the end of the day, Ryan Tannehill needs to be on a plane back to Atlanta tonight. Hello, somebody.
Tonight. Not tomorrow, tonight.
Tonight. Don't let the sun fool you, buddy. We need to get it before the sun go down tonight because the last game is at 6. That's in 30 minutes. So we need to get this done, and if not, when we advance, as soon as we advance, I have my screen up with Tannehill on it waiting to see him move. Until I see him move, I'm going to be in the chat all day. It's all day. I had to get rid of D-Ford begrudgingly. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the end of the day, those were the rules. There was no rules in place. I had to bite my tongue and do what was right. Not what
and,
I wanted
I'm,
to do, but what was right. Not
and
what
I
want
to add this on to you. I want to add this on. I don't mean to cut you off, Prez. I want to add this too. Prez is a guy that does not shy away from a confrontation or a tough situation. But you do be a man of your word. If you do something, you say you're going to do something, you do it. And all we're saying in this situation is the point I'm making off of that is, Austin, we all going to have to put our big boy shoes on. It was a mistake, miscommunication. If I have to take the blame for whatever happened, I surely will. But the bottom line it is, Ryan Tannehill will be an Atlanta Falcon until the rest of the season. He will not be able to allow to release him because we know who will be one of the guys in free agency ready to scoop him up at the drop of a hat. So the Falcons will be having Ryan Tannehill, even if he's mopping floors in the Georgia Dome or the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, whatever they call it now. He'll be mopping floors in Atlanta, but he will not be a free agent or anything else but a Falcon. So go Dirty Birds with Ryan Tannehill. And we know Prez and Ryan Tannehill has an ugly, ugly relationship. One that Prez really shouldn't be speaking on Ryan Tannehill for legal reasons alone.
Well, I just want to say what you guys don't know is in his Spencer MVP season, they came to qualms with each other. We sat down as an organization. We didn't want to see him leave. We did not want to see him leave Miami after what he had done for the organization, but I was happy to see him as an Atlanta Falcon. But I know one thing he will not be is a New England Patriot, and I am more ecstatic and, as they say, exceedingly glad. Hello, somebody. Took you to church.
I feel you. I feel you on that, man. All right, so we're going to go ahead and spin this on. We're in week four, like I said, in Upper Echelon. We want to touch on I will be, as they say, remiss if I don't speak on Upper Echelon, UE First Ever Awards. We finally got it posted up. That was my fault, personally, on that, for us not getting it done. But it's done. There's no use of me sitting here talking about spoiled milk as it has been presented. And I want to be the first to congratulate the winners of the Upper Echelon Awards. The MVP was a no-brainer, Mr. Spencer. Surprisingly, it wasn't a unanimous decision, which was stunning in my opinion. I think Coleman received two votes, and I think Sutton received two votes. It wasn't a landslide. It wasn't a unanimous decision, but Spencer was the majority winner of the first ever UE Award, MVP Award, which is the main award, not about this crap that's in the league. Spencer is the undisputed MVP of the league. Prez, is there anything you want to say on his behalf as he did receive his award in the mail during the offseason?
Yes, absolutely. I want to thank the Dolphin organization, myself for drafting him, and thank DJM for giving me that nudge, for putting that bug in my ear, because Jacquez Spencer has been a joy to play with. He is unbelievable. You know, they have done a lot to silence him, but he keeps trucking, and I'm trying to multitask.
I see you're a little choked up. You're a little choked up. Are you
kidding me? Right. I really am, because when you look at what Spence has done, he has almost 150 receptions, you know, 98 touchdowns, and 40 something games, and though he's not leading the league in touchdowns, I want to tip my hat off to Sutton. He is the undisputed touchdown leader right now with over 102 touchdowns in about 53 games, and Spencer has 98 touchdowns in about 47. So, I mean, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, Spencer will be the greatest, but we can't be the greatest until we catch Sutton. But we want to thank everybody, and we want to thank the haters. We just want to thank everybody, and thank you, UE, for presenting Spencer with this award. This is truly a team award, and Tannehill also shares some of this glory. And I also want to congratulate all the other winners as well, Hannah, Mr. Fly. I'm missing a few, but just congratulations.
I'm going to go through the list so you want.
I know you know, but I wanted to just make sure that I thanked everyone. Because it was a tough class, and for all the winners, I know what it feels like to be a winner, and congratulations to the winners of the awards.
agree. Spencer was spectacular. This is the first of many awards. Something that Prez actually, for people that don't like what Prez brings to the table, to the league, Prez is one of the guys that pushed me behind closed doors to get something like this going, to get the league more proactive, to get guys to vote, not have match control while voting. Let us control the voting to what you see of your peers. And Spencer is a MVP. So I do want to give Prez his props on that. We'll have more categories this season, as I will have. We'll do more campaigning throughout this show, in the group. I was kind of something through in the last moment. I found out how to do it, and we got this done. But it was a great thing. The league was excited. Prez was excited. He was expecting Spencer to win the award, but he still was very proud to have it. So I just want to give Prez a big shout-out for actually pushing me to actually get these awards going. Let's go ahead and run down the list. Offense Player of the Year, Mr. Hanna for Arizona. Defense Player of the Year, Ryan Shazier for
for
Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Yeah. The best quarterback, he's retired now, Joe Flacco. He is retired, but he was with the Panthers last year. UE's most disappointing Lace, you never want to be on that list, and he is Prez's best friend as well. And we have the Coach of the Year, Fly Guy, which a lot of guys are, we're going to have more candidates this season for that. Fly Guy won the first ever Coach of the Year. And I want to say this before I let Prez jump in and say his piece on this. The MVP and the Coach of the Year, those are very important awards to me, I think. Offense Player of the Year and Defense Player of the Year, we're going to have hopefully Rookie of the Year this year, as I will have Prez and others help me out with Rookie of the Year, offense, defense. We'll have different categories this season, but just off of last season, MVP and Coach of the Year, those two are special because that is hands-on, undisputed, you're the best. And Fly Guy last season was the very best coach, general manager, everything in upper echelon. He was the first ever award recipient of that. And I think, to me personally, Prez, and I could be wrong, I think those two are the most important awards that you can win in upper echelon. And the two guys, yourself and Fly Guy, won the inaugural upper echelon awards. And I think that means something. It carries a little bit more weight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to say to the lady who didn't know me in the bathroom, I'm Rick James, bitch. That's how I feel about it.
We're going to leave the awards up all season. We will have different articles posted up on the website. We're going to – Upper Echelon is going to take the next – we're going to take the next step. We have been held down by the man, as Prez would like to say. I'm going to have a little Prez rant. We've been held down by the man. We've been handcuffed. We've been muffled. We have been muzzled. We have been everything you could think of. But now we will rise to the top. Upper Echelon will take that next step. We're going to have live articles every week, not just every other day, every week. So every time we advance, I'm going to have a new article post. I have the Tennessee Titans myself, the true dynasty right now in Upper Echelon. I have that up on the website. We're going to add another article after week four. We get into week five, we're going to talk about a new team. Prez might have the reins of writing an article, because I know Prez have a lot to say. And it's not just about the Patriots, because Prez really does love Upper Echelon. We're going to keep this thing live. We're going to get more categories going. We're going to get the trade show. We're looking at a trade show later on this week, Prez. We sat down with the powers to be, and we're going to have a trade show. We're going to try to maybe do an hour edition of that trade special. So, guys, get your
you
guys
know,
I
actually
– Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Heels. It came to me. You spoke on an article, and it's going to happen, and I already know my first article is something that you led with the other day in the chat, and it was KT in the 90s and everybody else in the 80s and 70s. And definitely I will have an article soon to address that, because I think it's crazy, outrageous, and outright foolish, because what is going on, and I'll address more of this in the trade show, what is happening is these guys are getting enamored on one player and allowing their team to go to the to the shitter. Excuse me. Let's be frank here. And so when you see these teams, you're looking at these teams. They're holding on to these guys. They're 27, almost 28. They haven't done anything, and they got nothing. Nothing.
Hold the show,
no,
please.
Nothing. Excuse me?
Hey, hold the
they
show.
Have
I, gotta,
nothing.
I
got
mic
it. No
yeah,
problem. No problem. Joe, I got it. They have nothing. And listen, no disrespect to you guys. I understand. You like the toys. You like what they make you, how they make you feel. But don't you want to be a winner? Because I feel like feeling like a winner has to outweigh somebody that you could pick up in the next draft. But what you're doing is you're hurting your team and you're allowing KT to just be powerful. He's not beating you because he's good. He's beating you because your team cannot compete. Because he has speed, he has size, and that is what he's doing to you guys. And when you go look at the teams in the NFC, don't look at the overall. Look at the rosters. They are depleted. It's ridiculous. Please do something. Don't let KT keep going to the NFC Championship game. Have a little pride. Make yourself
you.
Want to feel good at night.
I
was just telling them, have a little pride.
You're right. You're right, Chris. What you said is, I cannot say it any better. I am disgusted when I sit here and see a good friend of ours, and I hate to go at him because he's a friend. He was first an enemy, but he became friends. You can't beat him, you join him. And he was a friend. He was an ally to the show. And I remember vividly, and correct me if I'm wrong, you told him from season one, day one, as soon as Trace is available, we need to make a deal to send Mr. Beckham down to South Beach. And he refused to trade him.
Absolutely.
And then I see this offseason, which he's still in his prime. He's still 27 years old, Prez. He trades him.
Don't get me started. He traded
not,
him to
I'm
KT.
Not, I'm going to stop right there.
He traded him to KT. He had Sutton. Okay, he didn't need nobody else. He had a plethora of receivers already. Okay, he had those.
Yep.
But what you do, you give him more firepower so he could be better, so he can keep busting you over your head. And that's why right now the New York Giants have the number one pick because they don't know what they're doing. They need to fire the general manager. They need a full cleaning of the organization.
I agree. And then that was bad enough. And then I see another trade. Alshon Jeffrey, excuse his age, he's 30. Who cares? He's still 6'3". KT don't care about speed all the time. He's 6'3". Everything is in the 90s, his release, his catching, his jumping. Are you kidding me right now? Why do he need speed when he got Sutton running off? He's running past you. Then he got Odell Beckham catching everything across the middle of the field. And, inside the 20-yard line, I just throw it up to Alshon Jeffrey. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding?
It's
Are you serious right now, Fred? It's absurd.
It's foolish. And what it tells me is those guys, they're playing for Madden 17 right now. They're just placeholders for next year. That's what when you look at these teams and you see that they don't want to do anything to improve it. I mean, there's one team so horrible, okay? When you look at the team, it makes you want to cry. Because, I mean, and I'm being serious. Like, I'm not being facetious. I'm being, like, serious. Like, this is no joke. It is depressing. Because I want to give up my Miami Dolphins and go to the NFC. I have a chance to make the Super Bowl over there. For sure.
Yeah.
It's bunched up over here. You got the Titans. You got the Colts.
The Ravens.
You got the Ravens. I mean, it's deep over here. It's deep. And over there, it is like, you know, you're not from Tampa, but Tampa, we got this place, and it's called Nebraska. Nebraska's where the low end. prostitutes hang out, the dopey prostitutes, you know. And right now, that's what we, that's the low end of the NFC. They Nebraska Avenue right now. That's what they are, the dope heads of the NFC, because they allow KT to keep busting them over the head and getting stronger and more powerful while they sit there and have a one player. And half of the time, they have one player. They don't have nobody to throw them to. They don't have no defensive line to get after the quarterback. They ain't got no linebackers to cover. They ain't got no cornerbacks to stick nobody. But they got their one fast corner, or they got whatever it is that they got. They don't want to get up off of them. But yet they other the rest of their team is in the 60s and 70 overall starters. The hell out of here, Nebraska.
Hey, and I'm we're gonna say okay. We hate to do KT like that. KT is a friend. We don't like him, but he's a friend. He's like
Did
a neighbor.
Anybody call
we
in?
Love him. Calling in. They're cowards. I put the number in there. No one's calling in. They don't
Where's Austin Boss? You know, is Austin Boss? Let's put it in. Let me see. I'm putting it in the
chat, my friend. Look, check it out. It's in the chat. Call in number. Everything is in there. I don't think no one wants to show their face. But to get back what you're saying, Chris, AFC is tough. You got myself, Seafood, the Ravens yourself. I'm as humble as you're being, but that you're the emergence of Spencer, that is elite. But the point I'm making is our four. KT is by itself. You put anybody in that NFC and you made that point, you're going to the Super Bowl. It will basically be two AFC teams. Prez, if you go to the NFC right now, you'll be either facing me, Sifu, or Gold, or someone else in the AFC. AFC's, hey, the Chiefs might defend someone.
You know, the Chiefs may be a pretender. After what I saw, was that a Sam win against the Patriots? No, Austin threw those six touchdowns. So what I saw against that Chiefs, I definitely they may be a pretender right now, because there's no way the New England Patriots is doing what they did, and that worries me.
Oh, they embarrassed them like that? Oh, wow. Well, never mind. Let me moonwalk on that comment that I just made.
You know,
but the point we're making is NFC get better. We're tired of seeing trades with KT. The Vikings is the only guy that's desperately trying to get better. He is doing his best to get better. He's trading for Martavis Bryant. He has talent on the defensive line. His defensive line, he had two defensive linemen, Fred. I don't know if you've seen the nominations. He had two defensive linemen in the running for the defensive player of the year for upper echelon. So the Vikings is making moves. But it goes back to what KT said. The Vikings can't beat the Packers. So now the Vikings can't even get past the Packers. How in the are you going to get past KT? It's tough. I mean, I don't see no one beating KT in the NFC. I really don't. It's sad.
You know, and it's funny, because when he goes over into that Super Bowl, he keeps getting his head bust because he's not used to seeing the quality of talent that we have in the AFC. No knock to anybody in the NFC. I'm not saying your game ain't good. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
What I'm saying is your team is trash, and this dude is building a superpower while y'all around here running with a peewee JV squad. That's all that I'm saying. So you can't win with that. But what I'm saying is y'all, this is what killed me. Your team is trash. Folks trying to trade with you. You don't want to give up your picks, but you miss the draft every season.
Exactly.
So you don't want to do nothing to improve your team. You want to stay JV, Pee-wee, and let KT bust your head. And it's disgusting, because enough is enough. When folks reach out to you and try to do something, just make sure that you look at the totality of everything that person is trying to offer you and see, is this going to improve my team? You can have the baddest wide receiver in the world, but if you ain't got a quarterback to throw it to him, what does that do for you? Nothing.
Exactly.
So that's what folks really need to – you got the baddest cornerback. I'm talking about the dude running 98 speed, 88 man, but the next cornerback under him is in the 70s, your quarter, but you don't want to give out those picks, but you won't make the draft this week, though. It's mind-boggling.
it's mind-boggling, but it goes back to this. Prayers, if you're not going to trade with the praises and the heels and the best of the world, or the other guys that Sifu and other guys that are entertaining, DJM, Ty, the other guys that are actively trying to get your players, why would you trade KT? If you can't get your cornerback and your secondary any better, why would you trade KT that wide receiver core he's got? If you can't defend Sutton by itself, what makes you think you're going to be able to defend Odell Beckham and Alshon Jeffery to go on top of it? To help me understand it, friends, that's all I'm asking. Help me understand
You can't. It's no feasible way, but the problem is they get fixated on one particular player or two particular players that it may be in your best interest to move them for whatever you know, not no bum deal, but a deal that is going to improve your team. And this is for anybody. It's not about me. It's about just, yo, the league. It's just like we want to see the NFC competitive. And when you said that KT got a 93 overall and everybody else in the 80s and 70s, I went and took a scroll and looked at those teams, and it makes you want to cry. But back to the Chiefs, they got their head buzzed by the Patriots 49-20. And Tannehill threw for 6 touchdowns in that game. When the Patriots maybe were on their way, but that. So I don't think the Chiefs may be a pretender.
Oh wow, we got about 2 minutes left.
So we're definitely contender pretender next week or next show, definitely.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do a trade talk show. We're gonna do a contender pretender show. We're gonna go through the weekly schedule. We're currently about to kick off in Houston right now. I'm streaming. So the last game is underway in this week, prayer, so we should be getting excited. I'm ready to play. I mean, that's all I'm saying. My guys are actually on the field receiving the kickoff right now. We have Mr. Barkley's returning a kick, and he has stopped at the 20-yard line. So we're underway here in Houston, Texas. 2 minutes left. Prayers, what you got to say to the league, man?
Well, you know. Listen, I once again, I mean no disrespect to anyone in this league outside of Austin. That is the only person that I intend to offend. If your notifications come up, I apologize. I don't say much, but when I do, I go on. And so, just forgive me. It's not about anyone else but Austin. He made this bed. He's gonna lie in it. I'm not gonna let him play the victim. I'm gonna continue to run through him. Because I with no Vaseline, I feel that that's the best way to do it. You beat them up, you keep them down, and my mama used to play a song by Bobby Blue Band, and it said, if you're going to walk over my love, the least you could do is take off your high heel shoes. Well, we're going to leave dress shoes on. Hello, somebody. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So we're going to walk all over it. Hello, somebody. So, you know, Austin, with you and I, it's a members-only party. Hello, somebody. It's a private party. That's all I'm letting you know.
You went far right there, my brother.
I want you to know my range. Hello, somebody. You know, members only. It's a private party. Don't need no money. Qualify. That's what I'm saying. Don't bring your checkbook, Austin. Bring your broken heart. Yes, sir. Because it's members only. Tonight, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm telling you.
We're going to end the show with that. I'm here with the best. That's Prez. We'll be back again later on this week. Get your games played. Week 5 will be underway in less than an hour. Check out Houston and Tennessee on my screen. Heels the best. And we're out.
Wait.